Hi listeners, this is Stella from Auroville Radio. The didgeridoo is an instrument that has been developed by Indigenous Australians around 1,500 years ago, and it is now globally known and, let's say, it has arrived in popular music culture. Today I'm going to join the didgeridoo class given by Tiago. Tiago and his wife Anna are one of the most famous musicians in Auroville. They're often involved in concerts and chantings and any kind of performances, and they just recently got a baby. Everyone knows them. Tiago is right next to me, and before I join the class, he's going to explain us a little bit about the background of the music, the sessions, and this very famous Australian instrument. Tiago, how come you've come up with didge music in Auroville?
It's one of my favorite instruments, and I've been playing it for many years, so I felt this time was the right time to share the knowledge that I've been receiving from different people, from different friends. And last time I went to Europe, I was in a didgeridoo festival, and that was like the click where I felt, okay, now I have to start to share to what I learned. Because I feel it's such a powerful instrument, so much healing in it, and it's, you know, like so much that you can receive from the didgeridoo. So it's a good way of bringing the new consciousness that we are looking for. It's a very good vehicle to do that. Through the didgeridoo, you can really open everything, the chakras and the divine consciousness through your life. So it's...
How does that work? Through vibrations?
Yeah. One of the things is the vibration, because all the cells are vibrating, all the body is vibrating, and then the breathing now is continuously moving. So you're just moving all the air inside, outside, like a circle breathing, when you can get this. That is the most important thing in playing didgeridoo, is a circle breathing. When you get this, it's amazing, because it's air going out and coming in non-stop, continuously, and that makes a nice flow of oxygen, and the brain gets more awake, then you get more in the present moment and more inner silence. Many things that allow the energy that is always around us can come down and just be part of your life. Yeah.
Where did you learn playing?
First, I start with a friend that went to Australia, and he lived with the Aborigines for a while. And when he came back from Australia, he showed me how to play, and I was, yeah, really touched by this instrument. I like many, many instruments, but I have the tendency to love more the tribal instruments, the really old instruments. So didgeridoo is one of that instruments that some people say is the first instrument on earth was the didgeridoo. Other people, they say, was the djembe, the drum in Africa. Yeah, there's some instruments that you don't know which one was the first one, but they are maybe in the same time in history, where in Australia they start to play didgeridoo, in Africa they start to play the drums, maybe here the flute. So it's like the, I can say, ancestors of music. You know, the didgeridoo then is kind of the father of the blow instruments. Then you have the new ones, the saxophone and all these kind of instruments. But the didgeridoo is really the primitive one that can take you to all the information of the memory of the universe. With the didgeridoo is another thing that you can really get into the DNA. I had this kind of experience now, like to remember many, many things, and just knowledge that we have inside, that you can bring this knowledge through playing didgeridoo too.
Can you give us a little taste of your didgeridoo music?
Okay, I can do a little bit. New rhythm that I created yesterday. Thank you.
was nice. Thank you. I know that you can make animal sounds.
Yes, from Aboriginal traditional. So the kangaroo. The owl.
Can you also make a fish?
Fish?
Thank you very much. That was nice. Is it easy to learn it, or do the participants like it and get better?
Yeah, we have some people, they're really motivated to learn and to practice, and for them it's very easy. If you're not prepared, if you don't have enough power to do it, it's an instrument that needs power and it's that you really go for it, because it's a breathing instrument, so you need to don't smoke, to be in good shape, good health, to have a good mind, not be negative or pessimist, you need to be optimist and to have patience, time, dedication. You need to dedicate some time at least every day a little bit, or 3 times per week minimum to play. You need the instrument with you. It's all the time I say this to people, okay, you want to learn and you need an instrument with you. If you don't have the instrument with you, you come for the classes. 1 hour or 2 hours per week is not enough for an instrument. Any instrument, not only with didgeridoo, but with music. The best teacher is the instrument in itself. So you need to have it. Every day you take the instrument, you play a little bit around, and even without realizing, you will evolve. Evolution comes through practice. And some people, of course, have more facilities. They can do it by gift, natural gift. And other ones is more by persistence. So it's two kind of people that I met in life. And I'm between now sometimes. I feel my gift in music is to play the tribal instruments. But I have a lot of persistence and perseverance and patience. And I play a lot. And I felt was the gift of liking so much these tribal instruments, and at the same time the dedication of time. If you don't give time to music, it will be difficult, yeah. And you need to play with more people, and to not just to be alone, it's difficult in music. You get bored. No, music is nice to share with other people, to play with other musicians, And we are trying to do this here in Mindaro. We have the jam session day, we have the didgeridoo classes. I'm doing the African percussion in Svaram. We do the sacred fire here too. So it's a lot of music happening in our lives. And we still have our band, the Yamadas, playing a lot of concerts to make people dance. So what just, for me, it's really important, it's we need to be together when we do music. If people, they come and they still have the music just in the background and they still in the mind and they're talking with other people, you know, doing blah, blah, blah and listening to music at the same time, it's not possible. You have to be fully into it or not, it will not come to you. It's already there, but if you're still talking blah, 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 blah in the mind, music will not come down. Music has to pass through the mind and goes to the heart. Then you can do heart music. Because the other one, the more intellectual music, you need to go to study and you need, you know, really to be a professional musician, like going to a conservatory, academies, that's other story. But I believe more in the heart music is just to be open for it and to really go full for the music. But if you're one step outside, one step inside, it's difficult to get this bless into your life. You know, it's about really silence of the mind, inner silence, then you open to music and then music will come to you. Yeah, it's about silence is the first step, and it's what I say to the children too. What is the most important thing in music? And they start to say, is the rhythm, is the instrument, is the melody, it's the musician. No, it's the silence. Only when you have the silence, then you can start to play, no? Like, you see that it's how the orchestras, they do first silence, then you go for the music. And I can feel even in myself when I'm playing any instrument, if I start to think about something like, oh yeah, I have to meet these people, I'm just out of rhythm, I don't know what I'm playing anymore, so I have to come back, I'm playing music now and forget the rest. And I know that still for many people it's still difficult to do this really let it go step, let it go the rest and just music, and then when you do other thing, okay, you do other thing, but we cannot be in the mind so much. We have to open it and to come to the heart. Yeah.
When I went to Australia, I went to the Northern Territory, and I was told that women are not allowed to play.
Yeah, but that it's the traditional way of the Aborigines. We have to respect them. That's their tradition. But that doesn't mean that in this new modern culture, you know, the new consciousness, it's with new kind of open mind, so respecting the tradition, I think women can play. It's different these times, no? Before, the woman, they had just very strict tasks to do in life, so that was in music too, no? The woman, they were supposed to sing, to do the clapping sticks, to mark the rhythm, to be with the kids, to wash, to do all of these things. And the men, they were like the ones who were playing the didgeridoo, providing the ceremony. But there's another reason. The didgeridoo represents the sexual organ of the man.
Oh, really?
It's the man that is penetrating the earth, Mother Earth. So it's like a male instrument. So there was no sense for their beliefs the woman can use this instrument. It's for the men to say thank you to Mother Earth. The women are already doing this naturally because they have the babies and they have the cycle. So men, they need maybe extra tools to give this and to understand this connection with Mother Earth that woman is doing naturally by giving birth.
How can Orvillians and Orville guests benefit from your expertise?
Everybody can share of playing music, so that's what I'm trying to do, is just to share what I learn in life, and that music can bring you so many benefits, and the joy of being alive and the joy of life. And when you start to play music, you fulfill more your time. There's no more like boring time in life, because if you have an instrument around, all the time that maybe before was boring, you don't have nothing to do, you will fulfill with instruments. Or maybe the time you're wasting doing things they're not bringing nothing to your life, with music it's always bringing something, music, to your life. It's bringing at least the consciousness of being in the present moment. You cannot do music if you're not present. So yeah, music, it's an amazing vehicle to get to another dimension or to another state of consciousness or to manifest the divine. So it's there. Music is waiting for us. All of the humans, we have rhythm, and we don't have many people that are sharing and giving others the experience because they don't have instruments or this or that. So I just decide one of my missions in life is to take many instruments as much as I can, and then to help people to find that it's still possible to play music even they didn't learn when they were kids. I'm teaching to children too, to Tamil local village people. So it's my mission, because I didn't have music when I was a kid, and I feel the kids, if they are exposed to music early, better. That I was traveling a lot and seeing, for example, in Africa, kids are exposed to music all the time, and they're amazing musicians by nature. It's not because someone is teaching them, it's because music is part of the environment. So same here in Auroville, I felt when I arrived, there was a lack of music and musicians. Only people, they come and go, but if I decide to stay, it's because there's this mission here. It's to share music for all the children, village and Aurovillians, and for the adults, guests or Aurovillians, people that are passing by, and they can just play one day the didgeridoo and they can change their lives, you know. So it's changing the lives of people through music can be a nice mission in life. Yeah,
cool. I spent some days in Australia, near to Darwin in Arnhem Land, and went to the Aboriginal reserve. And they explained me how they make the didgeridoos. They go into the woods and cut trees and then they carve them. But how do you make didgeridoos? Do you buy them from overseas? Or where do you get your instruments from?
Some, I made them with bamboo, because it's what we have abundant here in Auroville. We have so many bamboos, and it's okay to start. But to have a good didgeridoo, yeah, it's different. And I was in Bali last year, and I met this guy that makes amazing didgeridoos and really good quality, and he creates the spiral didgeridoos too, that it's really useful if you're a traveler. So I found the didgeridoo. It's important to have a good one, like all the instruments, not only didgeridoo, but it's okay to start with a normal instrument, but then if you really want to go into it, you need a good instrument. And I can do a normal didgeridoo, but it's not a good one. So I prefer to bring good ones that a friend is doing and is dedicating his life to make them. I'm dedicating my life to play them. So I got like many didgeridoos, and I send with a mail, and hopefully they arrived. It was very nice they arrived. I was kind of doubting if they can arrive. And yeah, I have now good didgeridoos, like you can say they are professional didgeridoos. So people can have a really amazing experience the first time they play. Because if you play an instrument and you play a bad quality instrument, maybe you will get frustrated, you think it's yourself, that the sound is not coming, you know, and then you quit, like, oh no, I'm not good. But maybe it's the instrument. And if you have a good one since the beginning, then you can get motivated. And like in music, I decide I want to do it with good instruments, because then I will play with more motivation and people will do it the same way too. Sometimes better to invest more money in your life to do something that you really like and to bring good instruments. And yeah, this time worked from Bali. Maybe in the future we can see if it's possible to make them here. But for now, yeah, from Bali.
Cool. Is there one last thing you want the listeners to know?
Yeah, like, we are all musicians and music belongs to all of us. It's in our blood, it's in our DNA, and it's part of our history. It's one amazing way to be together, human unity, and yeah, just go for it, because music gives you something that nothing else can give you. It's so much joy and so much opening. You can just open your heart, and it's a healing instrument. Any kind of, we are talking about the didgeridoo, but music in general, no? It's so much healing, and like, I'm never sick, to be honest. Like, in my life, it's the last time I was sick, I was one day that I felt fever, and this day, okay, I'm sick, I have to rest. And it was crazy because one guy, is very good musician, came this day, and he invited me to play. Like, no man, I'm not feeling well, and he started to play with someone else, and I start to listen the music far away, and I cannot be in the bed listening music, so I stand up really sick, high fever, and I go there and I start to play with them, and after a while not sick anymore and full power music again. So it's, yeah, it make you very healthy too and make you be more aware of the beauty in life. Like, can listen more the birds, and yeah, can be more into life in general, you know, to be present and to be more social and to be more open for everything. So yeah, it's a way of living through music, but everybody can have this chance. It's not like there's no excuse to say, oh no, music is not for me, or I'm not a musician. That's just a judgment of your own mind, no? It's that we have to pass. For me, it's going to this other field, emptiness, where there's no opinion, no point of view, no critics. It's just in this place that there's no right or wrong. And when we still kind of in duality world, like, oh, I did this wrong, maybe I didn't play the right note, or, you know, like, that will be difficult to be a musician or to really enjoy music. Music is just to do it and everything is okay. There's no right or wrong, it's just manifestation, what is coming inside. So yeah, my mission is to do music and to share music with the others and to give them the chance to play instruments. So yeah, just come to Windara. We have music almost every day here and everybody is welcome. You don't need to be a musician because you already are. Your heart is beating in a rhythm continuously, pum pum, pum pum, pum pum. So the rhythm is there. So no excuses, it's just kind of, yeah, goodwill, no? The goodwill to do things, this motivation to do music. And, oh, yeah, to do it fully, not with the mind present. Not how I go, but maybe I have to do something else. That it's not working in music. Or you do it, or you don't do it. Yeah, no, one step in each side. Jump. Jump to it.
Cool, thank you,
Thiago. Thank you. So we can just start from the beginning.
Okay.
You will join us?
Yeah?
So you can take this one. So we do just the first part is the drone. It's to maintain like meditation style. Maintain as long as possible in the same frequency. So you inhale always from the belly. Never from the chest, from the belly. And then when you exhale, you press belly inside. So this is the key of belly a diaphragma, you can say diaphragma is the key word. Diaphragma, not chest. And when you inhale, don't wait till you're full empty, no. Inhale when you still have a little bit of air, short inhalation, then keep going. So I show you. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, breathe in. So that's the key.
Yes, that's why.
That's the key. So it's about having air in the cheeks. It's everything related with the hair.
So you pump up the air into your...
No, the hair is already there because you're blowing from the cheeks.
Yeah, and you close your throat.
No, you don't need to close your throat. You just, when you exhale, you're exhaling. No. And then make sure when you inhale, you make pressure. So you inhale, and it's not you exhale at the same time, you just make the pressure of the air in the cheeks go inside. No? When you inhale after the exhalation, there's this pressure that goes at the same time. It's not that I'm exhaling and inhaling at the same time, because that's impossible. What is happening is the air in the cheeks is going out. You're pressing the cheeks. No, do this, only this. You do the circle breathing.
I pretend.
Yeah. So it's just put the air and don't exhale. It's different from exhaling. Is, no, like. Mm-hmm. You really want to exhale. Here it's pressing here. Now focus on pressing the cheeks.
Hi, I am Marvin. I'm from Costa Rica. I have been in Oroville for 2 weeks and having a great time here. I just found out that there was this didgeridoo class and I decided to join, and I had a great time. I really learned a lot and new tricks, and I have been practicing a little bit, but this really helped me to improve, and it was a great class. I really enjoyed it very much. It's amazing.
Did you have didgeridoo experience before you came here?
Yes, I had a little bit, but just I consider myself still a beginner. And yeah, but this one really helped me to keep going and learn more tricks.
So did you get better during the session?
Oh yeah, yeah. At the end, I feel like I could do much more than before starting the lesson. And for me also, it was very nice to experience this new type of didgeridoos. It's amazing, these didgeridoos that you can travel with, because they are really small. It's like an espiral, and then you can put it in your backpack and travel with it. It's wonderful. So I'm maybe thinking about buying one. I would like to travel with one of these.
And what do you like most about didgeridoo music?
Well, it's very, very meditative. It's, for me, it's very meditative to just play it and listen to the sound, but also for the people around. And another thing is that I have discovered is that when you play around the body of someone, this person receives like a massage, some vibration that goes all around the body. So I also use it before I'm going to give a massage session. So I use the didgeridoo, and people really like it. They say it helps them to relax more and also to feel in the body, the vibration of the whole body.
Cool. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, also I feel like the music of the didgeridoo is really very healing. It's very nice healing energy. I love it. And so I hope I can keep going and getting better. But as I said, it's difficult to travel with a didgeridoo. There are different times that you assemble. But these ones that are a spiral, it's really great. It's a great idea. It's the first time I see that, and I hope I can get one.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Robert, you joined the didgeridoo session, and it was your very first time to play the didge. How did you feel, and how did you like it?
Yes, it was my first time, and my face hurts. I enjoyed it, but there were some complications, like my face hurts, and I was out of air almost all the time. I couldn't get the cyclic breathing well, so it was very hard.
What do you like about the didgeridoo music?
It sounds good, but... But I feel like I couldn't make those sounds. It felt like, I don't know, there were other sounds coming out of my didgeridoo than the others.
Did you get better during the session?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I learned how to blow it and make louder sounds with it.
Will you come back to play once more?
Maybe. I have time, but I don't know what I will do on that weekend.
And which exercise did you like most?
Oh, the first ones, they were easy. I felt like I made progress in those, and the last ones they were hard and I couldn't progress well.
Thank you.
So I'm Sam. I'm a friend of Tiago since 5 years. I started the classes last week, like 2 weeks ago. And basically I'm working in Blue Light. So basically I started didgeridoo a few years ago in France, alone by myself, and didn't practice much, but the main thing I wanted to learn is the circular breathing. And luckily, a few weeks ago, Thiago started back his sessions. So I said, yeah, why not start again didgeridoo? And I have a nice didgeridoo that I made from the last cyclone that we had, 2 years ago. So somehow it was nice to just practice with it. And yeah, and to practice with Thiago is always something nice, no? He's always joyful, so yeah, that's nice.
Did you have difficulties playing?
Depends. Actually, the circular breathing is very difficult for me because you need to find the right moment to breathe, and also some particular sounds that I see that I have difficulties, like when you do ta or things like this. It's difficult to do ta and after to do a normal breathing, normal drone after that. But yeah, otherwise that's okay, I think. And also the trumpet sound, and that's also difficult for me. Otherwise, I think it's well done. I mean, Tiago gives a lot of space for learning, no? So that's nice.
What do you like about the didgeridoo music?
That's a good question. I'm asking myself that all the time. I think it's the vibration. The way it vibrates, and somehow it's like you are emptying yourself when you are playing didgeridoo. And you communicate with them, with the didgeridoo. I mean, you vibrate, and at the same time the didgeridoo vibrates. And there is a connection between the instrument and the player, and I like this kind of vibration. Yeah, that's what I like, I think.
Didgeridoo. Oh, my God.